We can handle it with one down there. He is not taking a spacecraft apart to find his scissors, and I will not let him go hungry.
Roger.
Okay, either way.
Hey, Bob, before we lose you, how'd the Oilers do today?
Nine to three, Steelers over the Oilers.
9-3?
That's firm.
9-0-9-0-3?
That's affirmative. Played one of their better games, I guess.
How about the Chicago Bears? You got their score handy?
Hey, Jack, how about if we pick you up during the eat period while you're eating? We'll brief you of the whole NFL situation for today, okay?
Well, we are eating. I guess we wait until we come around next time. Okay.
The Bears were...
We'd
last
like
time I heard, the Bears were losing, but...
Bob, we'll wait, and you can get the late evening news prepared for us here next time around.
Okay. Have your gourmet dinner, and I'll give you the news. Eh?
Okay.
America, Houston, we're going to lose you here in about 2.5 minutes. We'll see you at 95:28, according to the flight plan, and you're looking good. We don't have anything, any anomalies or anything against you right now. You're looking great.
Thank you, Robert. We'll see you coming around the horn.
Roger.
Hey, Bob, if you could, it might be appreciated with a word or two from our home front.
You didn't let me do it. I was going to give them all a call on this LOS here, Gene.
It's that thing again. I bet you were concentrating on the dot.
Hey guys, the Bears 21-12 over Philadelphia.
Thank you. We're gonna watch your signal get cut off here.
Roger, it was touch and go in that because at one time they're losing that game.
I watch. Thank you.
This is Apollo Control at 94 hours, 41 minutes. We've had loss of signal on the third revolution. Ron Evans performed some landmark tracking on the front side of the moon during this pass. And we got some Earth weather reports from lunar orbit, believed to be a first in the Apollo series. And the spacecraft is in the attitude now to perform the ultraviolet spectrometer and the infrared scanning radiometer experiments. We expect to acquire Apollo 17 next at 95 hours, 28 minutes. We'll come back up then at 94 hours, 42 minutes. This is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 95 hours, 27 minutes. We should be acquiring Apollo 17 on its fourth revolution of the moon in about 45 seconds. We'll stand by for the first words. We have a signal and are receiving data.
America, reading you loud and clear.
Bob, the flight plan is complete through 9530.
Roger.
And Bob, the IR cover came open about 1 minute late.
Okay, understand. Might be interested, the latest tracking data has you at about a 14.1 paraloon. It's coming up closer to your CMC data. And America, we'd like to have the H2 tank 1 fans off. We'll be letting that pressure decay on that, and we'll be bringing them back on prior to sleep period.
Okay, that's off.
I've got a number of pads and a flight plan update anytime you're ready for them if you want, or hold off in a while.
Okay. Why don't you start with the flight plan updates, Bob?
Okay, at 97:30.
Okay.
You should have a pen and ink change here. It says UV cover close. After that, add UV off.
Okay, got it.
Okay, now just a note, or you can jump way ahead to 10651, where it says delete, saying where it says UV off, just delete that or else make it a verify because it'll be off during that whole period.
I'll just put a verify by that. 10651.
Roger. Next thing I've got are the pads, the TEI-12 and the TEI-19 pad.
Okay, go ahead.
First one is TEI-12, SPS, GNN, 38570, plus 049er, plus 09er 2, down 33 times, 11154286, plus 25438, minus 17656, minus 079er 50. Roll is 186109er 328. Rest of the pad is not applicable. Break, Jack. We'd like accept on the computer, please.
You got it.
Okay. The set stars are, as always, Sirius and Rigel. 133200030. 4 jet, 12 second on the yellage. 3 notes. Burn undocked. Assumes no circ. Longitude of the moon at TIG, it will be -140.19er degrees. Over.
Bob, give me note 2 again, please.
Okay, Jack, the 3 comments are, assumes burn undocked. Assumes no circ burn. And the moon at TIG, the longitude will be -140.19er degrees. Over.
Okay, I got everything for number 2. All right, here's your readback. TEI 1212, that is. SPS GNN 38570 plus 049 plus 092. 11154286 plus 25438 minus 17656 minus 07950. 186109328. Sirius and rest of pad is NA. Sirius and Rigel, 133200030. Knowledge is 4 jets for 12 seconds. Remarks: 1, burn undocked; 2, assume no circ; 3, longitude, lunar longitude at TIG -14019 degrees, -19 degrees.
Roger, good readback, Jack, and I've got the TEI 19 pad. If you're ready.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
TEI 19er, SPS GNN 38023 plus 049er plus 086. The take time 12546472 plus 24563 minus 19253 minus 07313 186108325. Rest of the pad is not applicable. All the notes are the same as on the TEI 12 pad, except the longitude is minus 147.62. Over.
Readback. TEI 19, SPS GNN 38023 plus 049 plus 086 12546472 plus 24563 minus 19253 minus 07313 186 108325. Rest of pad is in A. And the remarks are the same as for TEI 12. That includes the set stars. And the only change is in 3, which is a lunar longitude of TIG of a minus 147.62. Over.
That's a good readback, Jack. I've got a LEM DAP read up here for you. They recommend this be copied on page 1 of the LEM data card book, Jack.
Well, strangely enough, the LEM data card book's in the LEM.
Yeah,
we'll put it in our activation book. Let me find the right page.
Okay.
Let me find the right page.
Roger. And Jack, the computer's yours.
Okay. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, LEM DAP information. LEM weight 36714. CSM weight 38078.
Okay, the DAP load is LIM weight 36714, CSM weight 38078.
Roger, Jack, and I'd like to correct one call on my the TEI pads. There is one other difference between the TEI 19 and the TEI 12 on their notes, and the TEI 19 assumes a circ burn. Over.
Okay, that's corrected to assume circ on the TEI 19.
Roger, Jack. I'm sorry on that. I've got some notes from the flight surgeon.
That's all right, Bob.
I've got some notes for Gene from the flight surgeon. He promised an update to you on some meal recommendations here on food. If you'd, you might want to copy this into the supplement.
Okay, just stand by one, please.
Roger.
Bob, let us take a look at the landing area, and we'll be right back with you.
Okay, just whenever you want it. There's no hurry on this at all. Jack, you just might put a little note somewhere for yourself, Copernicus at 9603, if you want to look at it.
Okay, 9603.
Apollo 17 is coming up over the Taurus Littrow landing site now.
So you're getting some clear, look like pretty clear high water marks on the...
high water marks all over the place, sir.
On the north part of Tranquilitatis in here. Mari onto the highlands.
Mm-hmm. Roger.
Yeah, there's high water marks all over that by, I think it's Morale there, isn't it? Are you sure we're 13 miles up?
You're at 14.1 to be exact there, friend.
Looks pretty low.
Geez, I wonder what it feels like to be at 8 to 10.
You're going to find out, I think.
I tell you, there's some Mari Ridge or Scarps, very sinuous, just passing one, that not only cross the low planar areas, but go right up the side of a crater in one place and a hill in another. And it's not at all like a fault scarp. It looks very much like a constructional ridge. And it has the sinuosity of a, pardon the expression, rattlesnake.
Roger. Does it look like that one we saw on the track the other day?
Yeah, very much like that one that you almost caught. Tunga, there's a Tunga pressure, or several of them, Grobbins in here. We must be out on the edge of Serenitatis now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we show you on the edges of Serenitatis, Jack.
Right. Well, I just, we didn't get a view of the site, though, going over this time. I think it was off to the north of us, just a tad. That's the best example of a Mari-like ridge that was as clearly constructional as I would want to see it. Out on the Mari, it's never quite that obvious, but there it climbed up over a hill and then back down again.
Roger.
And that was just east of the, an area just east of the edge of Serenitatis and probably a little bit south of the landing site.
Say, Bob, rather than copy specific recommended changes or deletions to a diet, can you have a general comment that's any different than what I already understand?
Right, it's,
if not,
it's no problem.
Delay it.
No, it's no problem, Gene. Two quick comments. Next couple days, delete the peach ambrosia and the mixed fruit bar, and don't delete anything from the LEM menu. And make sure you get all the water in for rehydration and take bias it. If you think you've got 30% gas, then put in 30% more so you get all the water that's required. And take two anti-gas tablets after each meal instead of one. That sums it up.
Okay. Okay, very good. I'll handle all those words according to their need.
Roger.
Appreciate them, though.
Houston, America.
Go ahead.
Let me see on magazine QQ, frame 50, frame 50, 51, and 52. We're taking, looking south at the Terminator.
Ron, we need to get looking at the pan camera here per the flight plan.
Thank you.
Okay, Bob, power on the fan camera now. Mark it.
Glad you get it.
Okay, and has my biomed been looking all right?
That's affirmative. America, you can turn the pan camera off.
Okay, pan camera going off. Mark.
At the uplink.
Bob, Copernicus will be north of our track. Is that correct?
I believe so from my charts here, but let me double check that. That is affirmative. Tommy just gave me the up on that one. You guys got time to listen, I can update you on the home front while you're looking out the windows.
Go ahead, Bob.
Let's see, for the CDR, they're eating beans and cornbread over at Nassau Bay tonight. Probably a good thing they're eating beans there, Gene, because you're feeding 25 tonight. And the horse is getting fed also.
Beans and cornbread, it's a good thing I'm eating up here.
You better believe it. And of course, everybody sends their love. And over in El Lago, they're... Go ahead, Gene.
I'm just going to ask you to return mine for me, would you?
Oh, you better believe it. They're listening to the squawk box. You don't have to say anything to me. And over in El Lago, Jamie is saying her prayers ending them with God bless America and Challenger from now on. And John is saying her daddy's rocket makes it go pitch light out. And of course, everybody sends her love.
Hey, great.
And they're all listening right now.
I still don't know that I shaved the other night.
Roger, he'll be listening, hearing that. They're all over at the... in Nassau Bay at a big meeting of the flight plan. The Parkers are briefing the Cernans and the Evans on the flight plan tonight. And out in Tucson, for the LMP, it's kind of cloudy and cold out there today. It's colder than normal. Everything's working fine on the speaker out there, Jack, and they're just listening, and your mother is really tickled and just pleased it's all good out.
That sounds like mother... And I just got a real good view of Copernicus, but I'm afraid I can't help you out on the structure in the central peak. Just a little too dark.
Okay.
But it's a fantastic sight at this altitude. It's a big crater. It looks like it's about 80 kilometers in diameter.
I'll drink to that.
And put down a verify on those dark deposits in the wall. And also on the southeast wall, there's one right on the rim. I think we mapped that one too, but I'll have to go back and check.
Okay.
That one looked like it had a crater in it. However, they all tend to be elongate radially with respect to the crater. But that's about all I can add now.
Okay.
Bob, I'm glad the squawk box is fixed, and of course, send my love and best wishes out there to Tucson.
That's a roger, Jack. You guys might also be interested here in the Houston area. All of the ground voice or air to ground is being carried on FM station, 100% of it. And K KUHT, the television station, will cover, the educational TV station is going to cover 100% of the EVAs, all three of them, for all the time.
That sounds great. We hope we can provide them with as much education as we can entertainment.
We're counting on it.
I guess Parker's all we had left down there to brief them on the landing site, huh?
I won't even comment on that one.
Okay, I figure he will later. Also to send my best up north to the Bellwood area up there, because I think there's a squawk box up there too.
Beautiful.
And Bob, it's all in all, it's been a pretty exciting day. I think a pretty accomplishing day, and certainly a rewarding day on our part. It's also been a long day, but we're hoping that it can only be superseded by tomorrow, and judging from what we got in store, it might very well be.
I think that sums up the day. It's a day of anticipation for what's going to happen tomorrow. Everything's gone off real well here, and we're just glad you're in the orbit you're in and waiting for tomorrow.
My goodness, Bob, this is Jack. It's awful hard to spend much time up here anticipating the events come so fast, and certainly are exciting and rewarding each one one at a time. But obviously tomorrow is going to be the biggie.
Oh, Roger. Ron, we're watching your 52, and just be advised you do not have to do the option one.
Okay, real fine, Bob.
Bob, I'm not sure whether it's entirely proper being a bachelor, but I'd like to send my regards to everybody, all the families listening to Squawk Boxes tonight.
Roger.
Bob, we're going right over the Procellarum Ridge now, if I'm not mistaken, out in the middle of Mare Procellarum. And we're low enough now that you can see some of the terrain.
Okay.
That is some of the hills and rills and valleys associated with that ridge system.
Oh, Roger, break. Ron, we've got the 52, and it looks good. You can torque.
Okay, I'll talk at 10:30.
This is Apollo Control. Gene Cernan's remark about up north in Bellwood is a reference to his mother, Mrs. Andrew Cernan, who is following the course of the mission at her home in Bellwood, Illinois.
Houston, America, you want any memories up?
Roger, we're standing by. We're ready for it.
Okay, burp 74. Sick.
GDC is aligned, and we verified that the vent valve is in LEM CM delta P.
Roger, we got you. The EMOD is finished, Ron.
Okay, thank you.
Ron, we're ready to uplink the jet monitor program and one of the burn constants.
Okay, you have CMC and accept.
Okay.
VP20 and accept.
While you're eating or getting ready to eat, I can update some of the news with you tonight. If you're away from the windows, or are you all still looking out?
No, go ahead, Bob.
Okay, there's not a whole lot of news on the wire tonight. Matter of fact, President Nixon received a firsthand report on private Vietnam peace negotiations today from a key member of the U.S. negotiating team, General Alexander Haig, Jr., Henry Kissinger's chief lieutenant. Haig flew back from Paris to report to the president while technical experts from both sides held an unusual Sunday meeting in the French capital. Presidential assistant Kissinger will resume his talks with North Vietnam's Lê Đắc Tô on Monday after a one-day recess. And former President Harry Truman continued to show some signs of improvement late today after he is earlier removed from the critical list at Research Hospital up in Kansas City. His cardiac situation has improved, and this improvement included a slower and stronger pulse and a stable blood pressure. The football scores are as follows in the National Football League today. The Bears defeated the Eagles 21-12. The Detroit Lions and the Buffalo Bills played to a 21-21 standoff. Dolphins extended their undefeated streak 23-13 over the New York Giants. The Patriots defeated the New Orleans Saints 17-10. Green Bay sewed up the Central Division of the NFC by defeating the Vikings 23-7. The Cardinals upset the Rams today 24-14. Denver defeated San Diego 38-13. Kansas City upset Baltimore 24-10. The 49ers defeated the Falcons 20-0. And Pittsburgh defeated Houston 9-3, and they took the Central Division of the AFC. So the playoff picture is becoming a little clearer. You've got in the NFC, you've got Washington, Dallas, and Green Bay, and the fourth team will either be San Francisco, Los Angeles, or Atlanta. That'll be decided next week. In the AFC, Pittsburgh, Miami, and Oakland are in it, and the fourth team will be either the Jets and another team. They've got the Giants listed here, but it can't be the Giants because that's the wrong division, so we'll check that one out. Cleveland, okay, Cleveland instead of, it's either the fourth team is either going to be Cleveland or the Jets. And did you get a spurious master caution warning?
No, Ron was retesting our bleeper again.
Okay.
And it's one of those that works in lunar orbit, I guess. It doesn't work during coast because it's working now.
Good show.
Sounds like there's going to be some good football games coming up.
Yes, indeed. We really can't
He's
call.
Playing tomorrow night.
Stand by. That's the Oakland and the Jets.
Okay.
Ron, the uplink is complete. The EMP is running. The computer's yours.
Okay, Bob, we got it back.
Ron, we'd like the H2 tank fans on, and that'll be the sleep configuration. H2 tank 1, fans on. And leave 3 and auto.
You want H2 tank 1. You want 1 and 2 on?
Negative, tank 1 on.
Okay, that leaves us with tank 1 on. Tank 2 off and tank 3 in auto. Is that what you want?
Roger. If you're calling H2 fans, that's what we want.
Yeah. H2 fans, Bob. I'll say it again. H2 fans, 1 is on, 2 is off, and 3 is auto.
That's a good configuration, and that'll be the sleep configuration.
Okay. Hey, Bob, it looks like we might make getting to sleep on time tonight, and, well, we will make it. And I think it goes without saying we definitely want to get up on time tomorrow.
Raj.
Yeah, I'm going to have the tone booster plugged in, and also make sure the sleep power and audio power and all that stuff is on.
Roger. Ron Houston.
Go ahead, Bob.
If Ron's listening, just some word about the mapping camera extend retract times. We came up with slightly different times than what he'd called, and we were wondering if his were just ballpark or whether he had timed it. In either case, their times are a little bit long on extend retract, which is a little cause for worry about that the mapping camera may fail, and later on downstream we may want to change our operating mode on that mapping camera, and he might want to time it a little closer if the chances come up.
Bob, that's a good point on the thing. Those weren't exact times. As a matter of fact, we kind of looked away, and it was about somewhere around that period of time. We looked away, and when we looked back, it was gray again. So,
okay.
Next time we extend them, I'll get a good accurate indication.
Okay. Well, no problem. We'll leave the strip dart. We'll take the strip dart data. We got 124, 1 minute 24 seconds for extend, and 151. 1 minute 51 seconds for retract, and both those are a little bit on the high side.
Okay, I would believe the strip charts.
Roger, Ron. You all are about 4 minutes from LOS. Okay, we might lose you a little bit earlier than that, Ditko. Okay, we may lose you a little early due to the Simbay attitude, and we'll pick you up at 97.22.
Okay, Bob. Once more around at
This is Apollo Control at 96 hours, 34 minutes. Apollo 17 has turned the corner a little early, about 50 seconds early. or we've lost contact with the antenna because of its attitude about 50 seconds early. During this fourth pass on the front side of the moon, there was considerable description of the lunar surface, and photography was accomplished. The mapping camera experts will continue to study the extension and retraction times of the camera. If those times continue to grow, they will probably revise the flight plan somewhat to reduce the number of times that camera must be extended and retracted. At the present time, though, they're just keeping a close eye on those times to see whether they will continue to grow. We'll next acquire Apollo 17 on its fifth revolution of the moon at 97 hours, 22 minutes. This is Apollo Control at 97 hours, 21 minutes. We're 50 seconds away from the time Apollo 17 should be within communications range on its fifth revolution of the moon. We'll stand by for first contact. We have a signal now.
Houston, 17.
17, Houston, go ahead.
Roger, we're just about ready to finish up here. I had a couple of questions. Do you want us to cycle the cryo fans or just leave them alone now?
You'd like them just left alone, less than your configuration you are now, Jack?
Okay, there'll be no cycling then.
Roger, we have one question. Who's got the duty tonight, or will he be wearing a headset?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he, Ron has the duty. He'll be wearing a headset, but I'll be on a biomat underneath.
Understand that. And one note for Gene, it's in addition to that flight surgeon's note. When you rehydrate your food, make sure that let it rehydrate for the maximum amount of time. I know you miss it on this one, but the next, like tomorrow morning, make sure it rehydrates the maximum amount of time.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Roger.
And we got the star crater stereo trio.
Roger.
And Oscar is on 9-3 now. The last three pictures were that trio.
Huh?
This is Apollo Control at 97 hours, 28 minutes. We're showing...
We're essentially complete on the pre-sleep checklist. And except for communications configuration, and Ron will take care of that.
Roger.
Bob, while we're gradually getting in configuration here, let me reiterate something that I've been watching this rev, as we did a lot of other things, and that was this relationship of the light-colored or light-gray swirl patterns on the surface to... patterns, associated pattern, parallel patterns that are darker than the average of the surrounding area. And this is true both in Mare Marginis and in most cases on the backside.
Roger, Jack, we'll get that to the PIs.
Roughly, although they're very irregular patterns, roughly it's concentric zoning of dark to light within a intermediate albedo surface. Now, there are variations on that theme. Sometimes you don't get the symmetry quite as good, but it's common enough that I think it's worth noting.
Roger.
Also, there's a sequence of different kinds of crater filling on the far side. And I think that as the orbital stay progresses, we may be able to pin down the relative age relationships and the characteristics of those crater filling episodes. Whether they're single episodes that happen in a variety of crater, or they're a function of the age and characteristics of the craters in which you find them, is not clear right now, but the they seem to form fairly distinct groupings of crater fill material.
Roger, Jack.
You also see in other kinds of depressions other than craters is a very smooth light plane forming material, and it is, although cratered, when you see it at the terminator, is smoother than the Mare. That is, it does not seem to have the swell, the sea swell characteristics or ridges or any other features other than the craters superimposed on it.
Roger, we copy.
Apollo 17's orbit now 59.2 by 13.7 nautical miles. Present altitude 17.8 nautical miles.
17 Houston, you can go ahead and close the UV cover. We'd like to hold off 1 minute before you turn the UV off. We want to look at 1 minute of data with the cover closed.
Oh, okay, Roger. A walk on. I see it now. Okay, it's closed.
Okay, we'll give you a cue when you go UV off, and Inco would like to know what you've got on your high gain pitch and yaw knobs, not the dials, but the knobs.
All right, the knobs are about plus 20 and 185.
A pitch of plus 20 and 185 on the yaw.
That's firm.
And Jack, you can turn the UV off now.
Okay, it's off. Okay, I got the landing site. We're right over the top of it. And the SCARP is fantastically detailed at this, can you see in there, Gene? Right down, straight down there. Okay, well, light mantle is very obviously mantling the area. The SCARP was very detailed, and so far could not see any structure in the Massif at all, but I haven't had any, didn't have much time to watch it on that pass. This light very definitely subdued the general detail in the plains area, or the light mantle, if you will, rather than slide. Mocha Crater was finally out of the dark.
Roger. Yep.
Jack, we'd like to know if you think you can adjust the high gain as close to plus 15 and yaw 190 as possible.
Bob, that's adjusted, plus 15 and 190, and I suspect I was a little closer to 15 than 20 when I called you before.
Roger.
I tell you, from this altitude and with that low sun, there's no question of the sharpness of the topographic features in the landing area. The SCARP and even some of the apparent backflow features, and Parker will know what I'm talking about, that is apparent flows to the west in the light mantle area were extremely sharp. Even those fronts going west were sharp. It looked even more like a Maury Ridge than it ever did before.
Roger.
Okay, Bob, this is Gene. I had just a quick view of the site, and if we're anywhere near it, we'll recognize it, I think, without question. And I think with that, we'll bid farewell and good night.
Okay, gang, and looking for a busy day tomorrow.
And just never fear, you'll see him.
Go ahead, I'll cut you out.
I say, never fear, your CMP is watching.
Roger, and just a reminder, S-band
he's got the watch
to
tonight.
Off tonight, please.
Okay, okay, as soon as I get better down, I'll do that. Don't worry, he's got a batch of guys up here reminding him of that one. And I...
I checked out the little whistle, and it works like a charm.
Roger. I was betting on you guys to get that switch last night, and I lost my bet.
Yeah, Robert, good night to all.
Good night up there.
And that is a test. This is a test, test, test. Good night, babe.
This is Apollo Control. We said goodnight at 97 hours, 47 minutes. We'll leave the line up for a few minutes longer to see whether there's any further conversation. This is Apollo Control at 97 hours, 53 minutes. Crew has just turned off the voice switch on the spacecraft, indicating they do not intend to talk anymore tonight, and we do not intend to put in any more calls to them. So we'll take this line down now and come back up with hourly reports during the sleep period, which has just started. This is Apollo Control at 98 hours, 52 minutes. Flight Director Pete Frank and members of the Orange Team are preparing to hand over flight control duties to Flight Director Gene Kranz and the White Team at this time. There will be no change of shift news conference. Shortly after the Orange Team came on duty, the descent orbit insertion number one maneuver was performed at 93 hours, 11 minutes, 36 seconds. This was a very good burn. Duration 22 seconds. Velocity change of 198.2 feet per second. The resultant orbit was 59.1 by 14.9 nautical miles. The Apollo 17 crew, since that time, has been performing landmark tracking through the sextant, a great deal of photography, been performing the ultraviolet spectrometer and infrared scanning radiometer experiments, been providing surface descriptions, geology reports, and some Earth weather reports from lunar orbit. The infrared experiment will be continued throughout the rest period that the crew is now in. The ultraviolet experiment has been terminated for tonight. The mapping camera is taking longer to extend and retract than expected. The last operation took 1 minute 24 seconds to extend and 1 minute 51 seconds to retract. Each of these operations should be accomplished in 1 minute 12 seconds. The camera experts will continue to watch this, and if the delayed operation continues, they may reduce the number of times that the camera is extended and retracted. Crew said goodnight at 97 hours, 47 minutes. They're anticipating a big day tomorrow, landing, first EVA. 7 hours, 49 minutes remaining in that rest period. Apollo 17's present orbit is 59.1 by 13.5 nautical miles. And a short time ago, the flight dynamics officer gave the flight director the latest impact coordinates for the S-4B, which impacted the lunar surface today at 89 hours, 39 minutes, 40 seconds. Coordinates for that impact, 4.21 degrees south latitude, 12.31 degrees west longitude. At 98 hours, 55 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston. Mm-hmm.
This is Apollo Control at 99 hours, 16 minutes. We're about 1 minute from reacquiring Apollo 17, now in its sixth revolution of the moon. We said goodnight to the crew on the last revolution at 97 hours, 47 minutes. And the flight surgeon reported that it appeared Jack and Ron were both dozing off before we lost radio contact with the spacecraft as it went around behind the moon on the fifth revolution. Here in Mission Control, Flight Director Gene Kranz has been reviewing the status of the mission with his oncoming team of flight controllers. No problems of note to be reported. The service propulsion system engine, it was reported, looks to be in very good shape as a result of the, or based on the data that we received during the LOI and DOI, the lunar orbit insertion and descent orbit insertion maneuvers performed earlier. The flight dynamics officer during this shift is going to be following the spacecraft trajectory very closely, looking for any cross-range or downrange errors, which would need to be compensated for prior to the lunar landing. We don't expect any conversations with the crew. We have had confirmation of acquisition of signal now, and we'll stand by for a short period of time to get a look at the systems and to assure that we're not going to get a call from the crew. This is Apollo Control. No sign of any activity from the crew. The flight surgeon reports that Jack Schmidt and Ron Evans, both of whom are wearing their biomedical sensors during the sleep period, appear to be sleeping soundly at this time. Apollo 17 is currently in an orbit 59.1 by 13.5 nautical miles. And we have about 52 minutes remaining before the spacecraft again goes behind the moon and we lose radio contact. We'll come up with a status report shortly prior to loss of signal. At 99 hours, 31 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 100 hours, 22 minutes. Apollo 17 has now gone behind the moon. And before we lost radio contact, the surgeon reported the crew appeared to be sleeping soundly. We have about 6 hours, 22 minutes remaining in this sleep period before the crew awakens to a very, very busy day, which will include landing on the moon for the lunar module crew, Jack Schmidt and Gene Cernan, and the first lunar surface EVA. Shortly before losing radio contact, Gene Kranz checked with each of his flight controllers, got a report that everything was in order, no problems as Apollo 17 went behind the moon. We'll be reacquiring the spacecraft in its seventh revolution in a little less than 45 minutes. At 100 hours, 23 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 101 hours, 10 minutes. We're standing by now to re-establish radio contact with Apollo 17 at the beginning of its seventh revolution of the moon. We anticipate the crew will be sleeping soundly, as they were when we last had radio contact with the spacecraft some 45 minutes ago. In fact, the two crewmen on whom we have biomedical data, Ron Evans and Jack Schmidt, appeared to have gone to sleep almost as soon as they said goodnight. Very shortly thereafter, the surgeon noted the slowdown in heart rhythms typical of sleep, and that is the condition they were in when we last saw them at the end of the sixth revolution. Radio contact with Apollo 17 and getting good data from the spacecraft at this time. The crew is scheduled to end this 8-hour rest period in a little over 4.5 hours from now. And it appears that everything is quiet aboard Apollo 17. No signs of any crew activity. We will take the lines down, continue to monitor, and we'll come up with another status report just prior to loss of signal as the spacecraft goes behind the moon on the seventh revolution. This is Apollo Control at 101 hours, 12 minutes. This is Apollo Control at 102 hours, 16 minutes. The sleep watch going very smoothly and very quietly here in Mission Control. We now have 3.5 hours until the scheduled crew awakening time. And we've just had loss of signal from Apollo 17, now going behind the moon on its seventh revolution. We'll be reacquiring in about 40 minutes. At the present time, we show Apollo 17 in an orbit roughly 59 by 13 nautical miles. And it appears that the crew is continuing to get good sound sleep. With three and a half hours, as we said, remaining in the sleep period. At 102 hours, 18 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 103 hours, 4 minutes. We're standing by now to reestablish radio contact with Apollo 17. As the spacecraft comes around the eastern limb of the moon and reappears on the front side in its eighth revolution of the moon. The crew now a little more than 5 hours into their sleep period, about 2 hours, 40 minutes remaining before we send them the wake-up call. And all spacecraft systems continue to perform normally. No outstanding problems at this time. We're showing Apollo 17 in an orbit of about 59 by 13 nautical miles. And we should be seeing telemetry data shortly now. Radio from the spacecraft being received at the 210-foot dish antenna at Honeysuckle Creek, Australia, near Canberra. And we're once again receiving data from the spacecraft. We, of course, do not expect any activity from the crew, and we'll have the lines down during this front side pass. Should there be any unexpected conversations, we'll bring up the lines immediately. We'll have about 1 hour and 5 minutes before Apollo 17 disappears around the backside of the moon on the eighth revolution. This is Apollo Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 104 hours, 10 minutes. Apollo 17 has just gone behind the moon now, the spacecraft on its eighth revolution of the moon, and we'll be reacquiring in about 45 minutes as Apollo 17 comes back around the eastern limb of the moon on its ninth revolution. During the ninth revolution, we'll be sending the wake-up call to the crew, getting them ready for one of their busiest days on the mission, which will include LEM separation from the command module, and the powered descent to the lunar surface, followed by the first period of lunar surface exploration in a valley of the Taurus Mountains. The flight surgeon reports the crew has been getting apparently a very good night's sleep. They're now 6.5 hours into that scheduled 8-hour sleep period with about an hour and a half of sleep remaining. Apollo 17 in an orbit 59 by 13 nautical miles. And if everything goes according to the flight plan, undocking will occur at about 11:20 Central Standard Time on the 12th revolution, with powered descent to the lunar surface coming at about 1:55 p.m. At 104 hours, 12 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 104 hours, 58 minutes, and we're standing by to reacquire radio contact with Apollo 17, the spacecraft now in its ninth revolution of the moon, and will shortly be coming around the eastern limb of the moon and back out on the front side. During this front side pass, Capcom Joe Allen will be putting in a call to the crew, getting them up and started on a very active day, which will include landing on the lunar surface in a valley of the Taurus Mountains near the Sea of Serenity. Our last look at the spacecraft's lunar orbit showed it to be maintaining an orbit fairly close to 13 nautical miles by 59 nautical miles, actually dropping down somewhat below 13 on the Paracynthian to about 12.6. And we should have radio contact with the spacecraft shortly, and we'll begin getting telemetry data on all of the spacecraft systems. We have 46 minutes showing until scheduled crew wake-up time. And we've had the AOS call, acquisition of signal, getting good high bit rate data at this time. And the flight dynamics officer's orbit display shows Apollo 17 to be in an orbit with a high point of 59.9 nautical miles, the low point or Paracynthian of 12.5. We'll come back up a few minutes before the scheduled crew awakening time, about 45 minutes from now, and follow live from that point on as the crew begins preparations for LEM activation, separation, and the landing on the lunar surface. This is Apollo Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 105 hours, 40 minutes. We're about 5 minutes away now from putting in a call to the crew, getting them up for breakfast, and ready to start a day that will culminate with landing on the lunar surface and the first EVA at the Taurus Mountain site, Taurus Littoral, near the Sea of Serenity. Capcom Joe Allen will be putting in a call to the crew in about 4.5 minutes from now. We'll stand by for that wake-up call to the crew of Apollo 17. Here in the control center, the landing shift, landing team of flight controllers is beginning to come on duty. After a very quiet, uneventful night, monitoring Apollo 17 in lunar orbit. The spacecraft now on its ninth revolution of the moon, completing the front side pass, and we'll be losing contact with the command module as it goes behind the moon on the ninth revolution in about 22 minutes.
dust. I was dealing cards with the old man in the club car. Penny a point, there ain't no one keeping score. They want the bath, the paper bag that holds the bottle. Yeah, I feel the wheels are rumbling to the floor. And the thunder folds and quarters and the thunder of engineers. By the father's magic carpet made of steel. And the days are full of restless, and the dreams are full of memories, and the echoes of the great train were so sweet. Singing, good morning, America, how are you? Saying, don't you know me, I'm your native son. Yes, I'm a train they call the city of New Orleans. Gone 500 miles and the day is done. But it's twilight on the city of New Orleans. Talk about the pocket full of friends. Halfway home and we'll be there by morning. With no tomorrow waiting round the bend.
Good morning, America. How are you?
This is America. That's a good way to wake up.
Good morning, America. How are you? You'll be gone a million miles before the mission's done.
Okay.
Houston, America, you reading okay now?
You're loud and clear, Ron. How are we?
Okay. Hey, mighty fine, Joe.
Let's hear it again, Joe.
Are you serious?
Well, I just got on a headset. You never had a chance.
Stand by. Here it comes. It's coming at you, America.
Okay.
days are full of restless and the dreams are full of memories and the echoes of the great train were so sweet.
Don't you know?
That a big eight-wheeler.
And America, you're 10 minutes from LOS, and the spacecraft looks great.
Okay, Joe, that's good to hear, and we're starting to move now, and we'll be ready for you when we come around.
All righty.
How long are you with us this morning?
Oh, not too many more minutes.
Hope we didn't keep you up last night.
Pleasure was ours, Jack. We devoted our 8 hours to selecting your wake-up call this morning and got a little help from the newsroom pool on that suggestion.
Well, that was a good suggestion. I'd forgotten all about that song. That's a good one. Golden Rockets for some morning.
You wish you hadn't asked. Seventeen, this is Houston. You'll be pleased to hear that the IR in the SIM bay is returning some beautiful data to us here.
Hey,
great, Joe. That's good to hear, my guys.
What are you learning, Joe?
Hot spots on the moon, Jack.
Well, we knew we had one going around it. We didn't know that we had any on it.
And the Houston Lab CM Delta P is 0.4.
Copy that.
Where's your big anomalies, Joe? Can you summarize quickly?
Jack, we'll get that for you next pass.
Well, don't worry about it. I think we're going to have a lot of things on our mind the next pass. But we're just passing over Oriental again, Joe. And in Earth light, it's probably one of the most spectacular sights in nature.
Copy that, Jack, and I can imagine.
Joey, can you imagine waking up anywhere else?
Uh, 17, we'll think about that till you go LOS. About 30 seconds to LOS. We'll see you on the other side. It's going to be a good day.
Righto, Joe.
This is Apollo Control. We've now had loss of signal as Apollo 17 goes behind the moon on the ninth revolution. We'll be reacquiring in about 45 minutes, a little bit less, as the spacecraft comes back on the front side on the 10th revolution. And by that time, the crew should have completed breakfast. They'll be getting the pressure suits unstowed and begin preparations for entering the lunar module for the separation, landing on the lunar surface, and the first EVA, all scheduled to occur this day. The IR data, which Joe Allen advised the crew we're getting in such good form back here on the ground from the spacecraft service module, is from the IR scanning radiometer. This is an instrument carried in the CSM SIM bay, Scientific Instrument Module bay. And it's obtaining surface temperatures under the ground track of the spacecraft, from which scientists will be able to construct a temperature map. From this information, they hope to be able to characterize such lunar surface physical parameters as the thermal conductivity, the bulk density, and the specific heat. Apollo 17 at the present time is in an orbit about 59 nautical miles at its high point and about 12.5 miles above the lunar surface at the low point. At 106 hours 5 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 106 hours 51 minutes. We're about 2 minutes now from reacquiring Apollo 17 as the spacecraft comes back around on the front side of the moon on the 10th revolution. And when we again establish radio contact, the crew should have pretty well finished breakfast and be getting suited up, ready for Jack Schmidt and Gene Cernan to enter the lunar module and begin preparations for separation, powered descent to the lunar surface. Here in the control center, we're in the process of a shift handover. Flight Director Jerry Griffin and the team of flight controllers who will be on during today's powered descent are now coming on to replace the Gene Kranz team. Flight Director Neil Hutchinson will be in charge of CSM activities once the two vehicles separate. CAPCOM for the lunar module will be astronaut Gordon Fullerton, and astronaut Ken Mattingly is moving in, taking up a position at the console to handle CSM activities. And we're now about 30 seconds away from reacquiring Apollo 17. ENCO reports acquisition of signal. We'll stand by for a call to the crew.
We're with you, and we're in the process of getting the tunnel pressurized and moving right towards probe control removal.
Okay, Jack, good morning.
Good morning, Gordy. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
The reports, post-sleep reports later, is that correct, from Ron?
Anyway, it's convenient to you.
Well, we're moving toward getting the suits on. Unless you want me to take 5 minutes here, we'll leave it alone and let Ron give it to you.
That'll be fine.
Everybody ate and drank and slept just about like last night.
Okay. Commander.
So, Joe, I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to say hello to him, but I did hear his presence being evident.
Okay, we'll pass it along.
Gordy, how does America look to you this morning?
Beautiful, as it has all the way to date.
America, the old probe is underneath the couch.
Okay.
Houston, America.
Go ahead, America.
Okay, all right, Jack's EKGs and stuff, he's going to tape them now.
Let me get a check.
Yeah, wait a minute, he's not plugged in. But, you know, he's in a mono all night. Were they good?
Stand by. Yes, when he was plugged in, we had good signals.
Okay, good.